Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year's to everyone. Welcome to the January 15 meeting of insurance. So today we have one bill to hear, so we can all get out here as soon as possible. Thank you, everyone, for showing up to this committee. We don't have a quorum, so we're going to start as a subcommittee at this time. And we have one bill to present, and that would be SB 755 by myself. So I'm going to ask Mr. Roth if you don't mind taking over the gavel.
Madam Chair.
Once again, good morning. So I do agree to take the amendments suggested by the analysis on SB 755. SB 755 would provide some help to homeowners who purchase their policy over the phone or online and they're non-renewed by their insurers. When most insurers fail to renew a policy, they must notify the customer of the available alternative sources of coverage for insurance, including through the Fair Plan and Surplus Line brokers. SB 755 expands the applicability of the notice to so insurers that do not sell policies through agents or brokers must also provide this notice when it non-renews customers. In addition to notifying customers of the Fair Plan and Surplus Lines brokers, information for other insurers that transact insurance through agents or brokers will also be provided upon non-renewal. Connecting consumers with the coverage they need is critical to stabilizing the insurance market, and SB 755 will make sure customers get this important information regardless of how the insurance company sells its products. I respectfully ask for your aye vote on SB 755. Thank you.
Madam Chair, let's pause and call the roll to establish a quorum, Madam Secretary.
Rubio.
Present.
Rubio present. Jones. Archuleta. Here. Archuleta present. Bates. Borges. Borges present. Dodd. Galgiani. Glazer. Glazer present. Weso. Mitchell, Mitchell present, Morlock, Morlock present, Portantino, Portantino present, Roth,
here.
Roth present.
We have a quorum. Witnesses in support.
Good morning. Anna Buck on behalf of the California Association of Realtors in support. Thank you.
Any other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Public comment? Seeing none, questions from the dais. Members, been moved. Senator Archuleta.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Rubio, for bringing this forward. Obviously, fires and the fact that so many homeowners, people that were actually hurt, families devastated because of loss and so on, I commend you because obviously it's so important that everyone have an equal opportunity to get insurance. And I believe that this will open the door to allow people and residents, such as in Big Bear, areas of the state that were affected by the fire, but more importantly, completely all the way around, up and down the state of California, because the fires didn't just affect Northern California, it did affect Southern California. But to allow everyone to have affordable insurance, that is so very important. And to have access to more than just carry quite a few. And in your research, go together.
Well, we always want to definitely give people the option. The information at their fingertips in case they need that support. And so this is just an extra layer of protection for consumers in case they're non-renewed. It's right in front of them to be able to seek up insurance elsewhere.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, we have a motion. This is two passes.
Rubio.
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Jones. Archuleta.
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Bates. Borges. Aye. Borges, aye. Dodd. Galgiani. Dodd, aye. Galgiani. Glazer. Glazer, aye. Weso. Mitchell, aye. Morlock, Morlock, aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Nine votes. Riso and Galgiani are not here.
We have nine votes. That's sufficient. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. Thank you very much. Madam Chair?
Thank you. Oh, just, I think we're done here, right? For presiding during my bill presentation. At this point, we're just going to hold the roll open for absent members. Oh, sorry, Ms. Calgiani.
SB 755, the motion is due pass as amended. Current vote is 9-0. Galgiani. Galgiani, aye.
The vote is 10-0. And I'm just holding the roll open for Mr. Hueso if he's hearing. We're going to wait here for another 10 minutes, and we'll give you the opportunity to come. We'll hold the roll. Opening the roll for SB 755. Mr. Wessel?
Aye. Wessel, aye.
The vote is out, 11-0. And this concludes. Thank you.